So this one of the Order is housed in the temple with the Hajin,
Philon says. No, that's not quite how it is, and she isn't of the Order. They would have nothing to do with her.
But you would,
a centaur growls. Neela addresses the crowd. There are no tears in her eyes.
Would you take the word of one who has lied? You see that even her own friends did not know of her deception. The Order Priestess and the Deceiver have conspired with the Hajin to take the power. Perhaps Christus knew too much, and this is why he was murdered. Philon, will you not demand justice?
The centaurs, the forest folk, the Gorgon, all turn their faces toward Philon, who closes those cat-like eyes and breathes deeply. When the eyes open again, there is something hard and determined in them, and I am afraid.
I have given you the benefit of the doubt, Priestess. I have defended you to my people, and in return you have given us nothing. Now I will side with my people, and we will do whatever is necessary to protect ourselves. Nayim Nayat Ivolaret!
The centaurs lift their fallen brother above their heads, then carry his dead body on their shoulders. Philon, please, I start. The creature turns its back to me. One by one, like doors slamming, the forest folk turn as well, shunning me. Only Neela acknowledges my presence. As she follows her people from the grotto, she turns back and spits in my face. Felicity takes me roughly aside.
You've been talking to Cersei?
I needed answers. I needed to know about the Winterlands, I say. She was the only one who could tell me what we needed to know.
We?
Felicity looks daggers at me and takes her hand.
Cersei doesn't offer anything without a price. What did you give her?
Felicity demands. When I do not answer, Anne does.
Magic.
Felicity's laugh is brutal.
You didn't. Tell me you didn't, Gemma.
I needed answers. She got us safely through the Winterlands, didn't she? I say, only then realizing how paltry a defense it is.
She likely killed Wilhelmina Wyatt herself. Did you consider that?
Fee barks, and a terrible coldness snakes through me. I told Cersei about Eugenia, about the tree. What if... It wasn't like that, I say, less sure.
You're a fool, Felicity scoffs.
I give her a shove. You know so very much about how to run things. Maybe you should be the one to hold all the magic.
I wish I were the one, she growls through gritted teeth. I'd make an alliance with Pip and my friends, not consort with the enemy.
Certain of Pip, are you? Where is she, then? Felicity's slap is hard and sudden. I feel the sting to my toes. She's cut my lip. I taste the blood on my tongue, and I'm flooded with magic. At once, Felicity's hand is on her sword, and I fling it away like a toy.
I'm not the enemy, she says quietly.
My body trembles. It takes every bit of strength I have to push the magic down. It leaves me with a sick, shaking sensation, as if I haven't slept for days. Fee and I stand facing each other, neither of us willing to apologize. My stomach lurches. I turn and vomit into a bush. Felicity marches ahead on the path to the borderlands.
You shouldn't have said that about Pip, Anne chides, offering me her handkerchief.
I push it away. You shouldn't tell me what to do. Anne's wounded expression is only momentary. Her well-trained mask settles over her true feelings. I've won the round, but I hate myself for it. I believe I shall walk with Fee, she says. Head down, she runs to Felicity, leaving me behind.